Hey, welcome to the Why Not podcast, Spill the Tea. I'm Darby.
I'm Melissa.
If you're new here, welcome. We're here to drink and talk shit. If you're returning, thank you. We appreciate you.
Hell yeah, we do.
All the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's us. I don't know why I just said that, but here we are, guys. Another week has come and passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a week.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Blake's Original Apple Cider.
Ooh.
It's really good.
It is pretty good.
And you're drinking?
I am drinking a Tropical Mai Tai Clawtail.
Alyssa has tried the Clawtails.
And they're bomb.
I'm going to have to go get some real quick.
Yeah. They're real good.
And I work really close to the liquor, so I really can't go grab them whenever.
Today at golf, I had my first water hazard of the season.
Was it good?
Dude.
Okay, that's a valid question, because we've had some
Really bad ones. Like when they made it with the lemonade prime.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was really bad.
I mean, it did the job.
It definitely did the job. For those of you that don't know, a water hazard.
That was fine.
I felt it coming off my tongue weird.
It was good.
The water hazard is Tito's vodka.
Yep.
Or any vodka. We just like Tito's. I don't get a headache from Tito's.
I hate Tito's. Anyway.
Oh, sucks for you. Anyways, vodka, blue Powerade, or purple Powerade's really good, too.
Who the fuck are you?
I don't know.
Who the fuck?
And you top it off with lemonade.
This bitch hates grape.
I do, but mixed with a lemonade, it doesn't taste like grape.
Okay. I mean, I believe you. It's just wild to hear that come out of your mouth.
Yeah, I was not a fan of it at first. And then Andy's like, oh, you just gotta try it. And I was like, okay, fucking try it.
Fucker.
It was okay. Blue Powerade's way better.
Blue Powerade's so good.
Yeah.
I had the, when we went camping 2 years ago, it was me and CJ and I think Andy were, like, we polished off an entire bottle of vodka drinking them. I was hammered.
I was too. I think I was in the bathroom that night. Yeah.
I don't know. It was quite blurry.
I was in the bathroom vomiting.
I remember watching your kids so y'all could sneak off into the camper for a while. That's the only time I think Waylon's actually really hung out with me.
He doesn't care what he's, like, who's actually watching him when he's out camping.
Yeah.
Those kids are camping kids, and I love it.
No, yeah, they love it. There's so much fun out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great time. We need to go camping again.
We are. Very much so. You guys can use your new tent again.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. You didn't even get to use it last time. Mike did.
Did he? No, he didn't. He went home that night. Yeah.
Because we were gonna set it up for you guys.
Yeah, and then...
And then he's like, no, I'm just gonna go home. He's like, bed to myself? Yes.
Which, you know, I can't blame the man.
Oh, no, I can't either.
I just booked my hotel for a work trip in June. They were out of king-size bedrooms, so I got a queen bed, and I was like, fuck it.
To yourself, that's
fine. I know. It'll be fine. I don't need a
king. When in June?
The 22nd through the
22nd. What? You're going to miss Andy's birthday.
I'm sorry, Andy.
It's all right. We'll do it when you come back.
Okay. I can't. Are we doing it that weekend then?
Probably.
Shit.
We'll see. We fucking hate it here.
We'll see. That's a long ways out. We have plenty of time.
We do.
We'll figure it out.
Especially considering, like, our birthdays are never actually on our birthdays. So I'm not concerned about it?
Nope. If it's a Friday, maybe we do something, but even then.
Normally it's just dinner, though.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Always down for some din-din, you know?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hey, guys, we're finally golfing again. We went golfing. Was that the first time you went golfing last Friday for the season? Yeah. We went golfing last Friday. It was so cold. It was windy.
It was so cold.
But so fun. It was great.
Yeah.
I missed it so much. We're going again Thursday. My heart's happy. My season.
And it's going to be a lot warmer.
Oh, thank God. And less windy, I think. Because Friday's the windy day. I think Thursday's okay.
Yeah. And windy is like 24 mile an hour gusts on Friday.
Yeah.
And that is the more windy out of the two. Yeah. But yeah.
So it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. You'll see Alyssa in a lot degrees. More golf attire.
Yeah, you'll see me in a lot more golf attire.
Especially if we end up filming after league.
We're going to have to.
Yeah.
After baseball, though.
After league, baseball, and then film. That's all going to be a long fucking night. That'll be fun.
You're welcome for having kids and them playing baseball.
I love watching your kids play baseball.
It's a great time.
It's the one sport I will always come watch them play.
I love baseball. I could sit at, like, I'm so glad that Maddox is doing competitive this year.
Yeah.
Because he'll have, like, actual baseball tournaments. Like, I could sit at a baseball field all fucking day and not care.
Yeah. You're like the definition of a baseball mom. In a good way. Not the weird ones. The good ones.
I, like, my brothers both played competitive baseball growing up, so I was around that shit all the time.
That's fair.
And it was my favorite. Like, they both played football too, but meh.
Softball was the only sport I played as a kid.
I played softball.
And I had to give it up at, like, 13 because I had so much other stuff going on. But it is the only sport I played, so yeah. I do enjoy.
I played softball, too. I enjoyed it a lot.
We're talking about doing a softball tournament at work. And I was like, I'll be the stats girl. I ain't doing that shit.
I'll stand out in left field.
I'm not about to make a fool of myself.
I'll stand out in left field with a fucking flask in my glove.
Yeah. And it doesn't help. We have people at work that are on amateur baseball teams and play softball leagues. And I'm like, played baseball in college.
Y'all have fun. I'll be there supporting.
I'll be stats and announcing and drunk.
Yeah, I'll be there supporting with a drink in my hand.
Go team! Yeah, it's not. Golf is the only sport I've really gotten into, like, myself.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's so much fun. I'm watching my whole TikTok feed is back to golf.
Mine too, and I'm obsessed again.
I've seen so many cute apparel brands that are coming out.
Yeah, like small.
Yeah. There's a few I have to send you too that are just so cute. And like one of the golf influencers that I follow, she's going to release a line and she has promised that it's going to be size inclusive.
Is it the one that I know that you follow?
No. This is a totally different person. I should send you her TikToks. She's got such good style and she's so good. She got invited to play, I don't know if it was LPGA or like, but it was like with a bunch of those people because she's that good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I can't wait. We've been buying golf clothes. Love it.
Yeah.
Love some good golf clothes.
I will be buying more of my dresses.
I might have to buy a dress or two.
I told Andy that if I had one of these dresses,
yeah,
for every day of the week, it would be the only thing I would wear during the summer.
I could see that. I might have to break down and order one.
They're just so comfy.
Yeah.
You don't have to take the whole fucking thing off to pee.
Mm-hmm.
They have rompers now.
Not in my size.
I haven't even looked at them.
I looked as soon as you sent that. Because normally I do like bundles. So like if you would get one of all three, it's really cheap.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have them in. And that's normal because they didn't have those dresses last year in my size.
But they do now.
Now they do.
Yeah.
So next year, they'll have the jumpsuits and the rompers in my size.
Yeah. Which, yeah. Hell yeah.
But I do need to stop buying clothes for a while, too.
Same. But also, I'm still going to buy at least two more of these dresses.
That's
fair. I want a black one. I have a navy blue one, but mm-hmm. I want a black one. And I want a red one. I don't know why I want the red so bad.
You would look so good in the red.
But I want the fucking red.
Like, your tan skin and the red, hot.
Yeah. Hot. I just really want red. I saw it one time, and I was like, oh my god, why is that not, like, the first one that I bought?
I'm excited to bust that blue and white print one out. Because I bought it at the end of last season when it started getting cold again, so I haven't mm-hmm. worn it yet.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited for that one.
I love new golf clothes. It's actually my favorite.
I know. And those golf pants that I found, I need another pair of those. I do tend to stick with the pants and skirts just because then for work golf, it's easy for me to just
mm-hmm.
throw a pillow. And I think we're getting golf shirts for work, too.
That's yes. fucking awesome.
Sold.
Yes. Please get me all of them.
All of it. We got our golf balls in for the season. We love to golf at work. We were talking about that at lunch today. I was actually the only one that has been out on the course already.
Seriously?
I know.
I'm kind of surprised with how much they all love it.
Yeah. And they were like, no, we haven't gone yet. And I was like, what season?
Fucking idiots. I'm going for my second time.
I know. That was one of her. Yeah, we were talking before I left. And my boss is like, I can't believe one of our other coworkers, he's just ready to go golfing this weekend. He's going to take off to go golf, like, early one day. And I went, hey, boss, I'm leaving Thursday early to go golf.
Hey, my tea time's at 4:20, so...
so, about that.
I also will be taking off early.
See ya.
Have fun at work.
Bye! It's not that far off from when I normally leave, but I just thought it was really funny when he's like...
he was just complaining about it.
I'm just complaining. Just, like, he'll golf in our tournaments, but he's not a golfer.
Oh, okay.
And the rest of us are more golfers, and he's just like, I'm just not there yet. And I was like, yeah, that's fair.
You should get there.
I should get there. It's just a fun time.
It's way more fun when you're there.
Yeah. I was shocked I actually barred a hole on Friday. I was like, maybe I'm not going to be as awful this
I didn't.
Year. You had some good hits.
Dude, that fucking win, though.
That did not help our case. At all.
I was like, we played the back nine today at Baker.
Love the back nine.
You know that par three? What one is it? Not the first par three, but the second one on the back nine.
Oh, yeah.
The one that, like, goes over the water.
And then it's, like, next to a cornfield.
Yeah.
I like it. They both are, but yeah.
I hit maybe 30 yards from the green.
Hell yeah.
On my drive.
Nice.
Ended with a six.
Is that the...
As I hit it over.
Is that the hole that your child parred?
Yeah.
Harvey is a beast at golf, you guys.
Yeah. That shit fucked me up.
I'd quit. I'd go home. I couldn't do that.
That's why they got ice cream in the living room tonight.
I love that.
It's because he parred that hole. Andy's like, you sink this putt, you guys can have a picnic with ice cream in the living room.
Yeah.
And it fucking happened.
And it did.
And I hit a six.
And we're not talking a 13-year-old, guys.
He's six.
He's six.
He is six.
He parred a par three.
They golfed at Lori and Al's. Oh, Andy's aunt and uncle's.
Yeah.
And... it was Andy and his uncle and Harvey, and then Andy's cousin's husband, who's about Andy's age, and then his father-in-law. And they all went out golfing because Lori and I live on a golf course.
Yep.
And Harvey hit the ball and just was fucking smacking him.
As he does.
As he does. And apparently every time that Andy's mom sees Mark and Jim, that's all they talk about is Harvey golfing.
Yeah.
And, like, Andy randomly got a text the other day, and they went, like, Mark and Jim went golfing together.
Oh, sure.
When they were around for, like, the baby shower or something. And, oh, my God, we were just talking about how good Harvey is at golf.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, guys, I get it. He's really fucking good. But
really fucking good. He makes me want to quit golf.
He makes me want to quit golf, too. Okay.
When he's on the PGA Tour, though. Imagine the cute-ass outfits we're going to get to wear at the Masters when he's there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because you know I'm flying out for that.
Duh.
It's going to be a party.
Yeah.
I will say, yeah. I've been seeing, like, all the influencers and, like, what they're going to wear to the Masters. Oh, it's so cute. Cute little green dresses. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
It makes me just want to fly down to the Masters. But it's so expensive to go to the Masters.
You have to do, like, you have to enter, like, a raffle.
My coworker that's also obsessed with golf. Way more than me. I'm obsessed with me golfing. I'm not obsessed with the PGA.
Yeah.
But he found $50,000 for four people to go to the Masters. I was like, holy shit.
Fuck that.
Yeah, it's insane.
I mean, like, once in a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
I'd probably fucking do it.
Yeah, I don't even really like to watch golf, and I'll do it. Just for the vibes.
Yeah.
For the fucking vibes.
I want to go to Waste Management.
Yeah, same.
That's way more our pace.
That is us. I see the videos of people there, and I go, yeah, that's my crowd.
If somebody hits a hole in one, they all fucking chuck beer cans out onto the green.
I know, it's fucking great.
We're way more our pace.
Yeah, we're not Masters people, we're Waste Management.
Kirsten and Mark go to Waste Management.
That's right, I remember you guys saying that. That's
yeah.
So fun.
Wanna go?
We'll have to do it as a trip one of these years, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Golf season's back.
We're excited.
It's also, it has motivated, this is a good segue, actually. It's motivated me to do better in the gym. Because I am determined to get my drive down to, like, an actual drive. And that's my weights and my mobility training. So, like, I have been, like, we're going to the gym. This weekend, we went to the gym Saturday and Sunday. And we were there for, like, 2 hours each day.
Damn.
I broke my husband. Sorry, babe.
Not sorry.
I was a little sorry.
Yeah, fuck you, Mike.
But yeah, he was like, holy shit. I was like, I'm trying to get there, man. I'm going to go to Five Below and get, like, a couple dumbbells and a kettlebell so I can do stuff at home, too.
Mm-hmm.
Got my walking pad out. I'm walking, like, 2 miles a day. I want to, like, I finally get why people play sports. I've always been like, this is stupid as shit. Even when I played rugby, I just like working out for it. Golf, I'm like, I need to be an expert at yoga, weightlifting, and mobility.
Dude, when I played basketball, I loved working out.
I did love working out when I was a teenager. One of my friends growing up, she was a hardcore athlete in every sport,
mm-hmm.
and I would go and sneak into the school gym and go work out with her, and then I had a membership to the flat gym, and she would sneak in with me, and we would work out so much. I was a gym rat in high school. I worked out for 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, after working on a farm all day.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Me and Allie talked about doing a couple of classes here at Harrisburg Great Lake.
Yeah, you should. That'd be so fun.
It would be amazing. And they have a couple that, like, we really want to do.
They have really good class options.
Yeah. Like, there's one that's, like, a mix between yoga and Pilates.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. And she wants to do a Zumba.
That'd be fun.
I did that when I went to Southeast Tech.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was fun, but I didn't feel like it did anything.
I would agree. I did a couple Zumba classes in college, too, because we have the rec center down there. But I was also coming off of, like, a lot of when I at my peak physical. Yeah. So I was like, it's not doing that much for me.
Maybe that's why it wasn't doing any, like, I didn't feel like it did anything. But, like, my friend that I went with, she was, like, super sore the next day, and I'm like, why?
Really?
But she wasn't in sports, so yeah, maybe that's why.
I really loved those power classes I was going to. I would love to go to them again. It's just so hard to get there so early in the morning when instead of 20 minutes away, I'm like 45 minutes away now.
Yeah.
And it's real sad because I loved going to those.
Yeah, and they're so early.
They're at 8 a.m. on the weekends. I don't know, 7:30 now on the weekends.
Weren't they at like 5 something?
Yeah, and weekdays,
yeah,
in the morning. So I'd have to leave my house at like 4:30 in the morning, and I can't.
That sounds horrible. I think I'm finally ready to go back to the gym tomorrow morning. I can finally walk like a normal human being again.
Guys, it was so funny on Friday, golfing. She was waddling like a dance duck.
I went to the gym on Wednesday last week. Thursday morning, literally had to roll to get out of bed. Could barely walk Friday. Saturday was still sore. Finally, back.
I do want you to send me that workout.
Oh, yeah, I will.
I forgot to ask you that, but I was doing some, like, heavy weight training that day, and I was like, I'm not going to do it anyways, but mm-hmm. I'll do it tomorrow when we go.
I want to do more, like, deep core strengthening.
Yeah.
But also, I don't want to miss, like, legs and arms and stuff.
I think I've been trying to, like, plan it for me and Mike, mostly me, and then he kind of goes based off his cardio, because he wants to be more cardio-focused, which mm-hmm. is fine. But I'm trying to, like, come up with a good schedule of, because I love lifting weights. So, like, trying to do more of that, but knowing that I need the mobility and the core strength stuff in there. So I'm trying to do, like, 4 days of, like, arms one day, shoulders one day, legs one day, butt back one day, and then that fifth day being a mobility core strength day.
Okay.
Doing, like, the HIIT workouts and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to come up with a good plan for us right now. And I think it's going fairly decent. And we do a lot more gym stuff on the weekend because it's easier for us to go and, like, spend time there
yeah.
on the weekends.
I don't like lifting arms at all. I love lifting legs. Like, leg press, fuck me up.
On the leg press at the gym, I'm at, like, 250 easily.
I think...
on the bench press, 70 pounds.
I think when I ended the year, like, when I stopped going last year, I was at, like, 175 leg press.
Yeah.
And that's, like, what I ended at, like, in high school.
Yeah.
So, like, I probably could push more, but it was more, my knees fucking suck. My knees are so bad. And my back... my lower back, so, like, doing that, even with my lower back,
yeah.
it's hard.
Yeah. That's Mike's problem. He has a messed up tailbone from when he was younger, so, like, that's, like, I'm trying to adjust a workout for him that's
mm-hmm.
easier on that. I did find it funny. I did hip thrusts on Sunday, and Mike was struggling to lift it just to help me put it on. He's like, you're gonna thrust that? And I was like, yeah!
Yeah, boy.
We lift heavy shit. I love that TikTok. It's like, you know what? be strong, skinny. I want to be strong to fight bear and forest. And I'm like, that's me.
That's me.
That's me.
I want to be strong enough to fight some bitch in a bar and win in one punch.
Yeah. I'm not
or kick.
I'd be a kick.
Yeah.
I'd also just fight dirty, though. I'd rugby tackle you to the ground and smash your face into the floor.
You would.
I don't know. I'm kind of a bitch, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's all right.
Someone has to be.
Love that sometimes.
Yes. Also, I did. This isn't on here, and I just thought of it, but I think it's really funny. We went grocery shopping, and we went to Aldi, and we bought, like, 4 bottles of wine at Aldi, including a bottle of Winking Owl Bites In.
Ooh.
Mike has a new favorite wine. You and Mike have favorite wines together.
Yay!
That's wild.
I want to get him wine drunk.
Oh, I got him wine drunk on Saturday.
Was it great?
It was. I was also wine drunk, and I kept that boy up till 1:30 playing Sorry and Uno.
I saw you guys were playing Sorry.
It was so much fun.
That's fucking amazing.
We are going to try to make it a goal for our, like, date night once a month to be a game night. Like,
awesome.
Just the two of us, because we always play with a group.
Right.
And, like, he goes after you, and I go after Andy, but, like, it was really cool just doing
to go after each
go
other.
Go after each other.
Yeah.
We started playing Sorry, and he goes, we're not married right now. You are enemy number one. And I said, ditto.
Duh.
Bring it on, motherfucker.
I taught Andy how to play Mexican Trains, the dominoes game.
No idea.
Okay.
We're going to have to do that.
We will.
Okay.
But I taught him how to play it. Like, I play with my grandma and my mom. And,
oh,
like,
sure.
My great-grandma and... Well, she used to play with us, but,
yeah.
Like, it was, like, this huge family thing. Scott hates it, but we made him play. My grandpa cheats, so, like...
Padre!
Could never sit and go after him, because he always cheated. Like, he would always be on top of trying to fuck you over.
Oh, my God.
But, no, I taught Andy how to play, and it took us a couple days to, like... finish a game with, like, who would start late at night.
Yeah, that's
and
fair.
Then the kids and whatever. But we played for, like, a week straight after, like, the kids went to bed before we got tired, and oh my God, it was so much fun.
Nice.
It's probably one of my favorite games.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll try to do that, like, this weekend or something, and then I'll report back.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good plan.
We should also get tattoos this weekend.
Ta-da!
Okay. Glad we're on the same page.
Always. Always.
Because I didn't get mine on Sunday.
Yeah, I didn't either. Well, you were going to get a whole different one, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. It's the, like, cute little wedding one.
Yeah, it was, like, the outline of us in one of our wedding pictures.
So?
And then our song. Yeah.
So adorbs.
Maddox had baseball.
Already?
Practice.
Oh, practice, sure. Yeah, that makes sense. I always forget how early baseball starts.
For the competitive,
yeah. For competitive. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, he's had baseball practice a few times now. Probably for a couple months already. And then he started soccer practice already for spring soccer.
You're gonna be so busy with sports here soon.
Dude, 100%. Because Waylon has Monday, Wednesday, Harvey has Tuesday, Thursday. Maddox has Tuesday baseball games, weekend tournaments, weekend soccer games.
The weekend tournaments almost kind of help, though, with Harvey and Waylon being at baseball now, I feel. Because Maddox was during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And now he will, and probably not as much.
Yeah, he'll still have a few games, like, during the week, but...
Yeah. We'll try to make it to as many as possible. Love coming watching them.
Me and Andy are both... Well, you know Andy's sponsoring a team.
Oh,
Harvey or Waylon's, because Mike is. It's the Sight Rescue. There's you didn't know that?
No.
Oh. The Sight Rescue is sponsoring a T-ball team.
Hell yeah.
And PJ Travel sponsoring again.
Love it.
So one of us will be sponsoring Harvey's team and one will be sponsoring Waylights.
We got some sponsors.
Yeah, they normally do.
So
yeah.
Look at that.
I'm so excited.
Look at that.
Yeah. And I normally try to wear like my PJ Travel hat and shit.
I'll wear my PJ Travel golf hat. Thanks, there, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully the wind doesn't blow it off like it did to mine today. Bitches.
Gotta love it. Okay. Do we want to get into the final topic?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Alyssa found some ranting topics on the fuck-ass AI. Okay, quick little rant before we get into the rants. Facebook is now suggesting that I use AI to make photos. Fuck ass photos.
Fuck ass AI photos.
Those fuck ass AI photos. And it really made me mad.
I have to say, I have to do this one because it's something that I used this week.
Okay.
The it was on sale excuse.
Girl math. I'm gonna get so attacked
right now. Oh my god. I use that all the time. What was on sale?
It's
I saved
on
money.
Sale.
Andy goes, you did not save money because you still spent money.
Yes, we did, Andy.
And I'm like, yeah, but I didn't spend as much as I would have.
Right? Like, saving so much money. We are bargain gals.
Yeah.
We are saving money.
Yeah, like my jacket, $10.
Love it.
Yeah. Waylon's bomber jacket.
So cute.
$5.
Absolute steal.
Come on.
I think Mike felt a little bit better about my spending, like wanting to get stuff on sale. It was when we went grocery shopping. I also stopped at Walgreens because I needed some skincare stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw the price of what that stuff costs to keep my face mildly clear of acne and my hair not an absolute grease bomb. And he was like, holy shit. And I was like, yeah.
Welcome to being a fucking girl.
It's so expensive. I spent $75 on a bag. A very small bag.
Doesn't surprise me.
No. Sure, you have to put 10 fucking things on your face. So it's like, yeah, dude. I save money other places. Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I want it and it's on sale, I'm fucking buying it.
Abso-fucking-lively.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
People who walk slowly in front of you. Bitch, get the fuck out of my way.
There's a special place in hell for that person.
100%.
Ooh, I have a good rant to go with that one.
Yeah.
I have a coworker. We're sitting at lunch yesterday, and we're talking about driving. And he has to drive. He works remote, so whenever he comes to Sioux Falls, he has to take the interstate. He goes 78 miles an hour on the interstate. It's 80 in South Dakota. He goes 2 under the speed limit.
You're supposed to go at least 3 or 4 over.
Absolutely. Like, you're the person I'm getting pissed off at on the interstate. And then one of my other coworkers goes, oh, yeah, I only do 75. Oh, I'm mad. Oh, it's on. Get out the way.
Move. Move, bitch.
Get out the way.
Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch.
Get out the way.
Every time that happens on the interstate, that's playing in my head.
Oh, well, yeah. What else plays in my
Even
head?
Waylon.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, why are people so stupid? Drive, you idiot.
It's so bad. And I know we've had this rant on here before, but people are such bad drivers in this town.
It's so bad.
Oh, it's so bad, guys. It's so bad.
And then I go to the cities and I'm like, ugh, can I just go back to Sioux Falls?
A white knuckle drive in the whole way.
Yeah.
Fair. That's, yeah.
The overuse of sorry for the late reply.
I'm gonna see myself.
I just feel like Even I do it, like, when I'm working.
No, I'm so bad at it, though.
Oh, spider.
Ew. You got it? Get it.
Fuck you, bitch.
Like how you swiped it towards you?
Yeah, my hand was just... I don't know, okay? It was a fucking spider!
Fuck. I'm dying, guys, inside. I'm such a bad responder, though. Like, it's awful.
With, like, texting or, like, Snap and stuff, I don't say, ooh, I'm so sorry that that took forever. But, like, when it comes to emails for work, I'm like, sorry for the delay. Been a little fucking busy over here.
I'll probably say sorry for the delay 3 times a week. I'm bad. I know.
I might say it more than that with work stuff.
Work, I'm trying to be a lot better at work stuff. And sometimes, I'll be honest, I've done it on purpose.
Oh, for sure.
I can't respond, or I'm
gonna lose my shit.
Yeah. So it's better for you that I don't respond. Mm-hmm. And that's not just work. It's happened maybe once at work or twice, but, like, just other stuff. It's like, ooh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's like,
But I have an awful responder.
Yeah.
In general. Oops.
This one fucking really calls me out.
Hear it.
When people say, I'll be there in 5 minutes, and you know they're not actually going to be there in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on my way. 10 minutes later, I'm walking out my door. I do that way too often.
Yeah, it happens. Whoops.
The I don't need another coffee lie you tell yourself every morning.
I don't drink coffee.
You don't need another energy drink.
Energy drink. I always drink one in the morning, and I didn't realize when we were coming back from lunch that I hadn't fully drank it yet. I had only drank like a third, so I bought another energy drink and cracked it open, so I had 2 energy drinks this afternoon.
I love that for you. Sam's Club has a new, like, monster pack. It is that blue Hawaiian one.
Oh, it's so good.
And I think it's guava something. It's, like, got the tealish outside and the pink on the top.
I detest that flavor.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's got, like, a ruby red.
Was lovely.
Yeah.
Maybe Mike likes guava.
Does he? Oh, my God. It was, I saw it. I went on Monday to Sam's because we were out of Monster and a few other things. And I saw it, and I sent it to Andy, and I was like, oh, my God, this is what I'm getting. And he's like, fuck, yeah. It's like, it has the blue Hawaiian one.
Oh, it's so good. I'm a big Alani gal. We go to Costco, and we get the Alanis with the orange, pink slush, and cherry twist at least once every 2 weeks. I'm obsessed.
I learned that they got bought out by Celsius.
Interesting. I haven't heard that yet.
So, my cousin Riley was telling me. She's also obsessed with Alani.
That's too young.
I know.
I'm sorry. I can't say shit. I started drinking Monsters at, like, 10.
Yeah. Well, and also, to be fair, she drinks, like, the small ones.
Oh, that's
okay. Like, the mini ones.
Yeah. And she's an athlete.
Yeah. But, so the packaging is gonna change at some point, but the flavors shouldn't.
Okay, thank God. I wonder if the ingredients will change at all, because I can't drink a Celsius. I can't do it.
I don't know. I did not like those at all.
No. You're either a Celsius person, or you're an Alani person.
Yeah.
I'm an Alani gal.
I also am over Celsius, for sure.
Yeah.
New Red Bull flavors, though. Fuck me up. Did you try the purple one yet?
No, I haven't tried the purple one.
I have one. I'll send it with you.
Okay.
They're phenomenal.
Okay. I love Red Bull. I actively avoid Red Bull because it's a slippery slope for me. Like, in college, I drank 8 Red Bulls a day. Yeah. They are fully addictive to me.
That is so bad.
I know. I'm aware.
I get through, like, one Monster, and then I have a few drinks of water, and I'm like, really wish the Monsters weren't so big, because I want another one.
They make slim cans.
Yeah, but I don't just have those laying around here.
Oh.
But I did. You do Sanford, right?
Yep.
So they had, like, that Helix, like, DNA testing thing.
Yes.
I did that, and I learned that, like, through my genetics, I have a really high caffeine metabolism. And I'm like, oh my god, it makes so much sense why I want more.
Yeah.
Or why I never feel
energized.
Normal after just one.
Yeah. Maybe I should do that too. It's like
so easy. You just go in and get your blood taken, and they take like one vial and they send it off. And it's free. I learned so much about myself from that.
Maybe I should do it. I hate getting my blood drawn though. I do about pass out every single time. I can't do needles.
Just don't look at it.
No, like I feel it. And, like, every time they go, are you okay? Do you need to lean back? And I'm like, just
yeah,
get
bitch,
done.
I do.
Just get it done. Please just get it done. I can get tattooed for hours.
Oh, yeah.
Do not draw my blood.
I used to really hate it, but then I learned if I looked at it and, like, watched them do it, that it made it better.
I can't do it again. One of my biggest fears in life is getting hospitalized just because of having an IV in me. Like, freaks me out. I've never had an IV, ever. And the thought of it freaks
me
out.
It's not even a needle.
It takes a needle to get in, and I've, like, watched my, like, been there when my mom's been stuck, like, 10 times because they can't find a vein, and I'm like, this is my worst nightmare come to life. I can't do it.
When I was in labor with Harvey, because he, like, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was like, we need to fucking go.
Yeah.
Whereas Waylon, I was induced.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in labor with Harvey, I knew the nurse that I got when I first got there.
Yeah.
And she was trying to put the IV in my hands because, like, I have really good veins in my hands. And apparently, I don't know, she could not get it. And she would try to stick me to put the IV in mid-contraction. So I was like, you know, dying, and she's like, oh, you gotta stop moving. And I'm like, do it in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, wait between contractions, maybe. Like, my entire, like, back of my hand on both hands, black and blue.
This
so bad.
That is my nightmare. That is, like, ugh.
On the bright side, it was only because I was having contractions. But that's the only time I've ever had any issue getting an IV. I wanted to punch her in the fucking face.
One of the reasons I don't go to the doctor when I'm sick. So I'm like, what if they want to do an IV? No.
Even when I was, like, super dehydrated and they needed to, like, give me an IV bag.
Yeah.
No problems. And I was, like, I almost passed out when I was working at the daycare because I was so dehydrated. Because I had gone to Florida and then came back. Like, I was in Florida for, like, a week and then came back. And I don't know why. Because I drank water. But apparently I didn't drink enough.
I was going to say, with what liquor in it?
I was in high school. I really didn't drink that much in high school. Not near as much as I should have.
Same.
Yeah. The invention of small talk.
Yeah.
We've kind of talked about that before.
Small talk can be such a bitch.
Such a bitch. Like, I don't want to act like I want to talk to you when really, I don't.
Yeah, I felt that. I felt that. Fucking bullshit. This wedding's horseshit.
It's my favorite one.
Me too. Such a good one.
It's great.
Great movie. So I had to have boats and hoes at the wedding reception. That was a must for the wedding.
That is literally like one of my all-time favorite movies.
So good.
It really is.
It gets quoted all the time at work.
As it should. It really should. It just should come out in normal conversation all the time.
Did it win any awards? Because it should have won all of them.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not.
But it should have.
Should we find out?
Yes. Boats and Hoes should have won a Grammy.
Dude, it should have.
Can we still nominate it? Is it too old?
Step Brothers Awards. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh. 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 Oh.
ASCAP Film and Television Music Awards. I'm not fucking sure what that
is. Isn't that the organization with the dogs and Sarah McLachlan? In the arms of...
No. That's not that one.
Oh.
San Diego Film Critics Society Award.
Ah.
Golden Trailer Award. For Best Comedy Poster. the San Diego one was for The Body of Work. The ASCAP one was Top Box Office Films, and then they were nominated for Best Grown-Up Love Story. I don't think that was a love story, was it?
There was a couple in there.
Really though?
Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, I'll take it.
The love story about boats and hoes.
Boats and hoes and stepbrothers using fucking electric toothbrushes.
What a wonderful time.
When I was putting together, like, the coat rack backpack thing that I have in the mudroom for the boys, I used a drill. And Allie was helping me. And I just kept waiting for Andy to yell. Can you like, no power tools!
No power tools!
It's an electric toothbrush!
One of my favorite quote from the movie is, there's so many room for activities! I say it all the time. Whenever we're doing something that involves like moving things, I go, there's so many rooms for activities! We're redoing, like, some of the office space to accommodate for new employees. And, like, the whole time I'm gonna go, there's so much room for activities!
I fucking love that movie.
So great.
I feel like I need to watch it.
Me too.
I haven't seen it in so long.
Can we be the stepbrothers for Halloween together?
Yes!
Fuck our husbands. We're matching.
Fuck them guys.
We're matching Halloween costumes this year.
They can be the mom and dad.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Going shopping now.
Or they can dress up as a boat and a hoe.
That's it. That's what we're doing. Halloween 2025. Boats and Hoes, stepbrother.
Oh my god. It's gonna
be phenomenal. Someone remind us of this in like
You're gonna win every fucking costume. Oh, award.
I won't be here for Halloween again.
I hate this bitch.
Going on my honeymoon. You're going to plan it.
Yeah. Don't want to talk about it. But I feel like we could do like the weekend before, because I feel like most people celebrate it the weekend before than after.
That was a big thing like last year.
Because after, it's not even October anymore.
Right. I mean, 2024, we got married 2 days after Halloween. And we were like, oh, we messed up. There's going to be so many people. There wasn't. There wasn't anyone, really.
No, because it was all the weekend before.
Yeah, because I was assuming I was going to be like, oh, you dressed up as a bride for Halloween. And no, I did just stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
In a great way, though. It was phenomenal.
It was a great time.
It was a great time.
Just 2 weekends back to back was a little rough, but that was fine.
Oh, yeah.
What do you fucking do?
What do you know? Fucking do about it, you know?
Fucking Halloween plans already. Love this for us.
Crushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. I think on that note, mark your calendars for Halloween this year. We're going to be stepping up, showing out. I think I said that wrong. Whoops.
We'll bring you along with our shenanigans.
Absolutely.
We'll take a bunch of videos that night.
We should bring them along with more activity. Yeah. I'll try to be better at that as our social media manager.
I mean, we kind of just struggle taking pictures and videos in general.
Yeah.
We really like to just live it.
Yeah.
But my plan is to be better with that this year.
Yeah.
So, we'll do it.
We'll do it. We'll bring you guys along for it.
Yeah! Fill your fucking page with fuck-ass AI shit.
No! Follow along anyway.
All right, guys.
Wonderful week.
Yes. Cheers!